Alice Hodek enters the bishop's office. She's hand-delivering a letter addressed to Green Bay Bishop David Zubik. She's met by the bishop's representative, who takes the letter.
So, I accept this letter on behalf of Bishop Zubik.
Thank you very much.
I will tell you that he will respond to the letter.
Thank you very much.
The letter asks the diocese to print contact information for a group called SNAP in its parish bulletins and on the diocese website. SNAP is the Survivors Network for those abused by priests. Outside, in 20 below wind chills, another mother, Judith Schauer, reads the letter for the media. She can't enter church property because her family has a civil suit pending against the diocese. Schauer's grown son says he was abused by a priest when he was a teenager.
We are asking you today to help us reach out to those mothers, fathers, and families of victims of clergy abuse of all denominations. We are asking you to help us help our wounded children and ourselves. We are asking you.
The mothers say the support they got from other members of SNAP helped them cope with their son's abuse. Alice Hodek wants the church's help to reach out to other potential victims.
We would like every family, if they're feeling isolated by that, to be able to connect with others like them.
A one-time Norbertine priest was recently convicted of second-degree sexual assault for groping Alice Hodek's son back in the 1980s. James Stein was sentenced to a year in prison and 10 years probation. The judge in the case is now adding another punishment. Stein must register for life as a sex offender. Bishop Zubik plans to meet with the SNAP mothers in January. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.